Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
As famous as Eddie Albert and Zsa Zsa Gabor, or Ava Gabor, whichever one it was, is our next guest. He is normally the host of Garden Talk.
Yes.
Only a pandemic could slow Len down. It's Len Giddix from Len and Lisa.
Hey, Len.
Good morning. How are you, young man?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
You know what, Len? We're about at wit's end. We'll be bluntly honest.
Yeah, we're about done.
We're hitting 9 o'clock at just the right time.
Yeah.
And hopefully you don't get caught in any.
I know.
Hopefully you don't get caught in any of the crossfire. What's that?
Friday too.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, like Ray works Saturday. I work Sunday. Then we're back together on Monday. So we'll tell you how our weekend was then.
Okay.
How you doing? Okay. What's we've had a pretty good stretch of weather, right? You must be busy as a beaver in your garden.
Oh, yes, I have been. And this traditionally is the weekend to plant, well, anything, especially veggie gardens. And with the supply of transplants being so tight in many cases, you can't always get what you want. You
know? Really? Why is that?
Try some time.
Yeah.
This might find. No, why is that, Len? Why is there a shortage of these?
Well, you know, I'm not quite sure. I think there's a bigger demand. But I'm not sure there's another factor in there, too, that suppliers were a little bit worried that they weren't going to be able to sell the product that they would normally produce. Yeah. I just don't have a good answer, and no one's given it to me. So we'll just have to say the demand is up, because I think, Vic,
the
whole idea of produce not being there in some cases right now, maybe a little bit harder to get. Will we be able to harvest? Will the farmers be able to harvest this year because of lack of help? I don't know. Or lack of the proper conditions. People are planting gardens for the first time in many cases. And if you can't get your transplants, there's a number of vegetables and flowers that you can plant from seed. And those seed packets are still available. In any garden center or even supermarkets. The main thing is I would recommend that you soak your seed overnight. Now, Saturday's going to rain, so you may not be able to be outside, but put your seeds in water overnight. Let them soak up the water, and they'll germinate a lot faster. Those are the bigger seeds. Now, the small seeds like lettuce, radish, they can be directly sown. And then put them out in the garden in rows or pots or whatever you'd like. Mm-hmm. Plant them, the bigger seeds, plant them twice as deep as the seed is wide. And the finer seeds like radishes and lettuce, just sprinkle them on the soil and muckle up the surface of the soil, tamp it down, mm-hmm. and water. That's all you have to do. Now, you can do this with any seed that's on the packet. There's a multitude of information, and one of the bits of information is days to harvest. In other words, how many days from the time you plant to the time you can harvest? And if it's 60 to 70 days, which is 2 to 3 months, you can easily plant those directly into the garden right now. So read the instructions on the back of the seed packet.
That's interesting. I hadn't thought about the fact that there'll be people doing gardening and planting for the first time, not just because of enjoyment, but for the fear of necessity.
Yeah.
What's your best advice for people on not getting frustrated as they go through this process for the first time?
Well, rumor has it that Garden Talk may start again next Saturday.
Oh, really? God, that'd be great.
Really?
Yeah. So you can call in every Saturday, 12 to 2, God willing. And you can always, I answer all the emails that I get through the intercom email.
Yeah.
So if you want to get a hold of me, if you have a question, I answer all of them. I go to len.giddix@intercom.com, and I'll answer your question for you. Or I'm at the Garden Center here in beautiful downtown Hebron from 9 to 3 every Monday through Friday.
Come on by. Say hi. Hey, by the way, Len, just a question. You know, obviously we're talking about gardens. We'll get to that in a sec again. But, you know, let's talk about other things. Like, because I know when you guys are on, people are asking about when should I trim a shrub? What should I be doing in the spring to, like, you know, my perennials and all that stuff as far as evergreens and such? What are you supposed to be doing now with those?
Well, you don't want to prune anything that's going to flower. If it's if something has already flowered, you'll want to trim it before the 4th of July or the the vernal equinox.
Vernal summer equinox. Solstice.
Yeah, summer solstice. That's it, where you run around naked and have parties in the evening.
No.
No, that's called the morning show.
Yeah. You don't want that. You don't want that.
Yeah. But basically, rule of thumb is anything that flowers before the 4th of July, prune it right after it flowers, or trim it to keep it in size. Anything that flowers after the 4th of July, don't do anything to that until fall, after it flowers.
Okay. Yeah. I just wondered, because, and roses, you get a lot of calls about roses, too.
Roses are, there's so many different types of roses that go by different rules. So you're going to have to consult Mother Nature on that one. Yeah.
Maybe next week.
But you know what? Lawns are coming in pretty well, guys. I mean, they're green, they're growing. And there's some rules of thumb there. You want to gradually start lifting that lawn deck, the deck on your mower, if you can, to up to 3 inches. That will shade out any weeds that you got.
Okay.
And it'll feed population down. You'll have a healthier lawn. And you only want to cut about a third, no more than a third of the grass blade length. Any more, if you let it grow and you cut it by half, you're actually taking away from the health of the grass, and you're making a mess. And also have a sharp blade on your mower.
Oh, that's a big mistake, because if you don't, and it comes out and it's kind of rough on the top after you cut it, that's not a good thing.
Oh, yeah, it shreds it. It's like hitting it with a hammer rather than a knife. Yeah. Now, here's a good question for you guys, and you may differ on the answer is, how much lawn do you really need? How much lawn?
I don't need any.
Want?
I don't need
you're
any.
In an apartment.
No, I'm not in an apartment. What are you talking about?
Oh, you're in a house? Okay.
I own a house.
I didn't know this.
Well, apartment, that's a moot point, really.
Yeah, it is.
But what would you say, Joe? How much lawn do you need?
Oh, I hardly any at all. I could get
to play what, volleyball, bocce?
Yeah, a little in the front, just like my hairstyle, a little in the front, a little in the back.
Right, and if you have a big lawn, I mean, look at the McMansions that have been built over the last 15 years and the pastures that have been sold. They're all lawn, and they spend tons of money, tons of time mowing it. Wouldn't you rather play golf than mow your lawn? So why not plant some perennial, a nice perennial bed or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
And enjoy the summer rather than slaving out in your lawn.
Well, then I see a lot of people.
Ray, we got to go.
Okay, in the neighborhood.
We have traffic.
We've actually just kind of let it go natural. We can get into that maybe next
week.
Yeah,
we could be able to get that next week, but we got to go because we got traffic.
Okay, we'll go natural next week.
We'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.